when I want to torture me, and sometimes I am up to slow societal self-flagellation or a dental root extraction, tearing out of nails and drowning of the witches in the Middle Age, replaced by this, I watch a movie about multiplicity. That was just irony. There is no thing to laugh about, believe me. Why I do it is I want to see how what I fight with daily is portrayed, so that I know the level of the prejudices there suggested and invested and infested, and to know if I have to be scared of people saying they do only know about dissociative identity disorder by what they have seen within a movie, up on a screen, and in the media. Then I ask myself if I am good enough prepared to counter-argument and to explain, or to let go of expectations of the power of their imagination and their will to learn and listen as ability, and sigh. I deeply sigh. I am afraid, because the way I am has seldom advocates, is in discussion, even in medical circles, where they wonder why and how and so, cannot imagine how it is to live with contradictions, personalities and switchings. So better question existence, ridicule the difficulties coming with to have a mental illness, seldom without company of PTSD, depression and anxiety. In these movies, they manipulate and use the greed of masses for creation of sensationalism, situations packed with drama, shudder. They exaggerate, leave out and bring it to no real point, but paint a picture of a dangerous creature. What they do not get is there is no one possible system. Execution and appearance, this is individual, and we exist upon a range, continuum, and what we share is more than what we differ in. Let me repeat it. What we share is more than what we differ in. I'm dangerous, like any other human being is, and mostly to myself. Besides, I hardly bear to see someone in pain and have huge problems with my navigation through a social interaction. Otherwise, I have same needs as anyone. The need for love and shelter, food, embrace, for an acceptance, and the circumstances in a favor of a good life, friends and family. Something along that line. I am afraid of gaps. I have enough of them inside. So people who create them are the ones from whom I want to hide. The monsters are the judgmental tribe, so satisfied with what they are fed without to question it. But which producer would create a movie from the other side and show how bold misinformation, bullying and ignorance, the stigmatizing and the lack of will to understand, to listen, pulls me down and down and down and down. The abyss is a grave where fear and distrust are at home. The only path out are the simplest words. Yes, I believe you. Maybe I can't understand, but anyway, I'll lend a hand. Yes, I believe you. I am too scared to tell the people in my neighborhood, my friends, you know, I have this DID. I try sometimes, and then I breathe. When I can hear them talk about things of much less difference, less difficult to understand, and still they mock it. Do not ask for background knowledge. And I shrink, a sudden dwarf, grow silent, quiet. But they do not notice.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.